You know, we obviously didn't play well at all the first half. Started out okay, and then after about the first 2 minutes, we didn't play very well, and had a chance to crack the game open early, and you know, obviously didn't take advantage of transition situations, and you know, the second half we puttered around, and then, you know, when Charlie and David kind of helped us pull away there the last, I'd say the last 15 minutes or so, but did some good things in the second half, but I don't think the first half was very, very good at all.
Was it good to see Charlie hit some shots?
Yeah. You know, Charlie was 3 of 22 going into that, and so it was really nice to see somebody other than Gerald, you know, knock it down. So, yeah, that was good, and it was also good to see David have some success, too, because he hadn't had a chance to play much. So that was really nice.
Was that by design to get him more minutes tonight, or just?
Well, I thought that there was a chance that we could play everybody, you know. But depending on how the game went, and you know, it probably helped him early on when Diedrich got his second foul so early and didn't play a lot. I actually thought Mitch played really well the first half. I thought he gave us some good energy and did some nice things. And I didn't think David played particularly well the first half, but at the second half, after he kind of calmed down and slowed down a little bit, I thought he was really good.
Does Charlie have potential to be kind of a six-man scorer for you guys?
Well, that's what we thought all along, you know, that he was going to be our marksman off the bench, so to speak, and give us some offense off the bench. You know, it hadn't happened yet, but tonight it did, and hopefully that'll give him some confidence moving forward, you know, shooting the ball, because, you know, he and LeGerald can shoot it at a different level than everybody else can, and we see that every day in practice, so that didn't surprise us. You know, that didn't surprise us at all, him knocking down those shots.
Do you think that's 40 of the 89, do you think that's realistic from your bench, or is that an anomaly?
I think, you know, stats are so screwed up. I think it's very realistic if your starters play 25, 27 minutes. If the starters play 35 minutes, I don't think that's realistic at all. So I don't think we're going to have many games where two guys off the bench get 30. But I do think that there were some there's capabilities of us scoring at a rate much higher than what we have been. I agree with that.
Bill, we hear a lot about David's attitude. I guess, what do you see from him on a daily basis?
Well, you know, the old adage, you know, your performance is usually a direct reflection of your attitude. And you know, for a kid that hadn't played, even Donald's All-American and everything, his attitude's a 10 every day. And so it's really good to see those guys that stay positive whenever things haven't gone their way from a playing time standpoint. And he's going to be really good. You know, he's sped up a little bit now, but the second half he didn't – you guys saw, you know, he shot a – 8-foot left-handed jump hook guarded outside the paint the first half and missed a couple of bunnies, you know, where he just kind of, you know, hurries it. But second half, there was nothing rushed at all. He was poised and calm, and we need to see that side of him. And you know, he's such a presence rebounding the ball that I think he's going to continue to get better at that, too.
What do you see from the block?
That was the most impressive play of the game from my standpoint, because the ball was out of his hands 3 feet, you know, before he blocked his shot. So, you know, it couldn't be goaltending because, you know, David seemed like he was 4 feet from the rim, so there's no way it could have been goaltending, but it was a terrific athletic play.
Coach, can you talk about Stanley Rode and what you thought of his performance when he brought the game?
Well, you know, all he did was, you know, I said on my radio show, he doesn't have to score the next 3 games to keep his average. I mean, he killed us, and that's obviously been a tough matchup for us, you know, that 4 spot, you know, and they played him some at the 5, but primarily the 4. But whoever guarded him, he was without question, you know, the best player on the floor, I thought, tonight. I mean, that I would think that would bode well for them moving forward if they can get, you know, just comparable production like that, because they had a couple of guys that's been their most consistent offensive guys that had, you know, rough nights. And so, they'll be a lot better offensively if they can just kind of figure out their balance, kind of like us. One guy has a great game and one guy doesn't, you know, but if they can get some consistency, they'll be able to score the ball much better. I thought he was great, though.
did they create some headaches on the defensive end for you in that first half, or was it just execution for you?
I don't want to take anything away, but I thought we got whatever. You know, we, how many 2-on-1s or 3-on-1s we have in transition and botch it up? I mean, it wasn't very good. But you would say that they did some things defensively that bothers, because we had about 10 points with about 9 minutes left in the first half or something like that. So, yeah, they did some good things. I thought that the last 6 or 7 minutes of the first half, we got a little bit of rhythm, though.
Anything else?
Charlie, anything make you think, you know, take a few games to get comfortable and then wine tonight?
Anything to make me think? What
was there anything about him lately that made you think tonight was the night?
No, probably not, Gary. Probably not. I understand now, but probably not. I think opportunity was probably the biggest thing. And we told them before the game, the way that they play defense, they make you score over the top. And so, you know, we thought we could get some shots. You just got to knock them down. And we're 1 of 8 the first half. And so to see the ball go in the second half was good. It's the first time it's gone in for some of those guys. And so that was a positive thing. But there's nothing that I knew a breakout game was coming. It's just opportunity.
When you emphasize assists and sharing the ball and creating for others the way you have the last couple of weeks, and then you have a night like this, can that be sort of the corner gets turned and it just goes from there, and that's part of regular play now?
I think we can get better, because the first half we had 3 assists and our starting guards had 0. So think about that. That tells you we weren't making shots, but that tells you also we weren't doing much to create easy opportunities. In the second half, we got anything we wanted after about the first 2 or 3 minutes, and I think that was a large part because of those guys getting downhill and forcing a lot of help. So, yeah, it was good to get some assists, because that's an area that we haven't been getting a lot of those here of late. We've been getting, when we score, it's basically been off individual moves rather than off of helping somebody. So that was good.
You mentioned the first half. Outside of his kind of energy, was there anything that really stood out to you about the way he
carried? No, not really. I think when you're energetic, you get offensive rebounds, and usually when you get offensive rebounds, they're close to the basket, and usually when they're close to the basket, they're easy scoring opportunities. And, you know, he had 2 and 1s off of that, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, I don't think so. Just Mitch doing what he does. So he's played really well of late.
Did you